Micah Heath, who is the principal of Arlington Heights Elementary
School. Oh, I believe you. Micah, is any of that true? Is Keith right?
I miss it a little bit, you know. I'm just the guy who sits in the office and takes credit for all the hard work everyone else does.
Well, I tell you what, that's sometimes leadership is part of that, and you know that better than anybody else. Tell us what's going on at Arlington Heights. Hey, we've gotten through spring break. Is that whole I-step deal thing over?
Oh, it's coming up
again.
Oh,
there's another I-step? Yes. There's I-step, there's I-read, there's I-this, there's I-that. Tell us what's happening out there.
Yeah, we do have our second round of I-step coming up beginning the week of April 17th, so just around the corner. We're gearing up for that. Right now, we're right in the middle of our spring clubs, which is very exciting. We have over 40% of our students participating in spring clubs. So for our kindergarten through second grade students, we offer running club, soccer club, and arts and crafts. And then for third through sixth grade, we also offer running club and soccer club. And we've added chess and checkers club along with a music club.
Micah, I got to ask Mike a question while you're listening. You play golf. Have you ever played disc golf?
I have, and I'm terrible at both.
Well, they're going to put in a disc golf course.
Very good. And do you find the kids that participate in these after-school programs, it keeps them out of trouble, doesn't it? It keeps them kind of focused on what's going on?
Yeah, it sure does. You know, it gives them a positive thing to do after school, and for a lot of them, it's introducing them to something new.
So a lot of these clubs that you were talking about keep them active, keep them doing things. So you got disc golf. You're also putting in a trail.
That's correct, yeah. For the last 2 years, our fundraising efforts have been for a goal of constructing a quarter-mile fitness trail that will encompass our playground and our soccer field. So we've almost reached our goal. It's something I hope to finish up this school year and have the construction done this summer. So if you see that construction, if you see guys out working in our on our grounds this summer, and that is why. And also we're putting in a disc golf course. Chris Baker, he is a local guy with the Bloomington Disc Golf Association. He came out and he designed the course for us. Funds we got through a Fuel Up to Play 60 grant, and we're going to start out with 6 holes and hopefully work up to 9 holes. And that disc golf course, along with the trails, when it's constructed, will be open to the community for use, you know, after school and on the weekends.
Awesome.
That Play 60 thing, that's an NFL deal,
yeah,
isn't
with the
it?
Colts.
That's correct. It's through the Dairy Farmers of Indiana or of America with conjunction in the NFL.
Well, speaking about the Colts, you reward what your kids do and the good things they do. You had a visit from Blue.
Yeah, definitely. That was awesome. Once a month, we have a good behavior celebration. We typically do that around the first Wednesday of each month to celebrate the previous month. And our past celebration included Blue from the Colts organization, and it was fantastic. It was a good message about being the best you that you can be, which ties right into what we're saying every day here at school. And it was uplifting and really entertaining, and everyone just really enjoyed it.
So it's an opportunity for you to reward the kids for good things.
Exactly.
And let me go back. This disc golf thing's got me kind of interested.
Yeah, you throw a frisbee.
Well,
and there's a basket.
Are there water hazards and sand traps?
Well, it depends on your course designer.
Are you serious?
If Chris Baker wants to put in lakes and ponds and rivers, yeah, you can do all that stuff.
And you need a frisbee.
That's right. Multiple frisbees.
Yeah. Is there an official frisbee, like a golf ball kind of thing?
Keith, you ever play golf before?
Once.
You've seen on TV they carry those bags around with different clubs.
Yeah.
There are different styles of Frisbees that you can throw.
You're
some go
serious?
Farther, some
wow.
go through. Mike, am I not making this up, am I?
No, you're right on course there.
We got to teach Keith. They tell us, they talk about teach the children well, and that's what you're trying to do every day. We got to teach everybody.
Micah, do you play it?
Oh, yeah. I love disc golf.
Cool.
So he's going to have his own 6-yard course.
Well, the kids can challenge you.
Well, yeah, that's right. Lunchtime, you're going to be out there for 3-4 hours giving lessons on the range.
I got to be a role model, don't I?
That's right. You also have a carnival coming up.
That's correct. Yeah, at the end of May, middle of May, sorry, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 8, and that's open to the community. There'll be food, prizes, games, and we even have some big-ticket prizes and raffles that include, like, a Disney Hopper Pass. And
wow.
A lot of local organizations have provided gift cards and gift packages.
And, Micah, this is the money that you from the carnival will help you on things like your trail and your disc golf club?
Not necessarily for those things, but they do help a lot of this. The PTO runs the Spring Carnival, so all this money will go back to the PTO, but PTO does numerous things for our students and our staff throughout the year.
By the way, we're talking with Micah Heath, who is the principal at Arlington Heights Elementary School. And this, I know that the I-STEP thing is not something that's all that pleasant.
It never ends. It won't
but
end.
Right after Easter, you're going to start round two. What do you do? How do you get your kids up for that and not get them overly concerned?
Right, it's a combination of a couple of things. I mean, we're always being positive. You know, that's a common here. We try to keep, you know, put a positive spin on everything. But also, we don't make a huge deal about the I-STEP because we don't want to stress our students out. You know, so we pep them up, you know, talk them up, you know, just remind them that this is what we've been preparing for all year. And then, you know, the day of and while we're at it, we don't make a huge deal about it and we don't want to stress anyone out.
Well, and you can't because, again, the state makes you do it. The test is the test, and you might as well just put on your smiley face and do the best you can. No snow days this year. Everything's on schedule. Kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I am enjoying it.
That's right. So everybody's going to be out on time. Well, again, give us a date on your carnival one more time.
It is Friday, May 12th.
Friday, May 12th. And if people would like more information, the easiest way to do it is call the school, or you get a website we can go to?
Yeah, they can call our school. Also, our PTO has a Facebook page. They could check that out.
Excellent. So get all your information there. All right, well, keep those kids smiling, keep them in a good mood, and before you know it, that I-STEP will be over. And before you know it, summer will be here. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Heath. Thank you, Mike.
Micah Heath, who is the principal at Arlington Heights Elementary
School.
Good
stuff, yeah. Always busy. And, again, a lot of fundraisers coming up this time of year as well.
Everybody well,
we
listen
to
his attitude and about
great,
this thing.
Yeah.
Great things happening.
Like, well, let's go.
Keep the kids active. Reward them for
that's
the good things they do.
Be good. Pay attention. Go to class. And make sure you get six in before lunch is over. Yeah, Keith, you can buy a different size just like you buy you have a golf club, that like a driver that hits the ball far off the tee. Or you have a wedge where you need short shots. You have different size frisbees, so you can...
You have to get the frisbee to go in the basket?
It's a big hanging basket. You throw it, and it catches it, and it falls into the basket.
Okay. What are the chains for?
To knock the frisbee down so it doesn't continue through the basket, flying through space at a time and space continuum that no one has seen before.
All right.
Until they get carts, I ain't playing disc golf ever again. Let's remember that.